Bet Breakfast, Radio TAB.
Delighted to have with us the CEO of the Brisbane Lions, Greg Swan. Greg, good morning to you.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Good, thanks, very well. Greg. Yeah, and what's been, it's got to be said, for someone like yourself, a tough year.
I was waiting to see what adjective you used. Yeah, that's probably a fair description. We had a pretty tough run to start, and then we lost a few key players, and I think with a young group, you lose a bit of confidence, but look, we sort of hung in there. I mean, even last week in the Q Clash, we were, we're pretty competitive. We just had lapses where when we sort of lose control of the game, we don't get it back in a hurry, you know, so the opposition can score quite quickly and freely. So that's probably been our biggest issue, but yeah, no, it's fair to say it has been a tough year.
You've been here for a while now, Greg. Has it been a tougher job now that you're here than when you initially thought it was going to be?
Yeah, that's a good question. I probably didn't know really what to expect. I mean, I knew about the Lions and things, but I didn't probably know the market as I do now. As you say, it's probably coming up for 2 years now. So, even today, it's interesting that, you know, we're talking AFL on the day of Origin, where you don't normally get a look in on anything that's not Origin related. So that's been interesting. And from the club's point of view, there's a couple of things that we have tried to address. Obviously, the off-field as well, you know, with our financial position. And last year, we sort of improved that. And this year, notwithstanding, we've had a pretty poor on-field. We'll end up around hitting budget because of a few other things that we've managed to do. So we're making progress there. But look, the business is about winning games of football, and that's really what we want to do. And as I said, we've gone down a path now of playing, you know, a lot of kids. I think we had on the weekend 8 kids that hadn't played 10 games or thereabouts. So, you know, we've got a really young list, but we're really confident that those kids can play. So we need to get some games into them, and hopefully we can turn it around.
Greg, I'm sure most people would be interested to know how you sum up the differences and perhaps the similarities between your roles where you've been CEO here at the Lions, before that, of course, in troubled times at Carlton, and before that at Collingwood. What are just tell us the differences and the similarities between the three roles.
Yeah, I think within the footy club itself, they're all very similar, you know, like when in the four walls of the club. So that part doesn't change a lot. I mean, footy clubs are pretty similar, and probably rugby league clubs are the same. You know, you've got a group of people in there with a common goal, and that's fine. It's probably more outside the club itself. Like, I suppose, having been at those other two clubs, you know, they're massive football clubs, long, long traditions, you know, 150 years, big supporter bases. I mean, you know, at Collingwood, there's 70,000 members, you know, like, it's a massive place, and so you sort of live and sleep and eat it wherever you go. Like, you know, if you're CEO of one of those clubs and you're out for dinner, there's people who vary for them, say, oh, you know, what the hell's going on with player X or player Y? People bowl up and have a chat to you. You don't sort of get that here. You have, we've got a really good rusted on membership core, but it's nowhere near as big as those clubs in Melbourne. That's probably the biggest difference, I think.
Okay. So for the supporter base, though, of the Lions, they just want some good news. Looking forward, what are the things that perhaps they can look forward to?
Yeah, look, I think one of the things that probably frustrates them, and there'll be some listening to this saying, oh, here we go again about, you know, the youth and things, but that's the thing at the moment that we're focused on. And we went to the draft last year and had probably our earliest picks that we've had for a long time. You know, we had some first round draft picks, so, you know, by nature, that means you get the best talent in those picks, and I think that's what we did last year, coupled with some of the kids out of our academy and some of the guys that we got last year. So that core of young group, if you like, as I said, they've been getting a chance. You know, young Eric Hipwood's played 3 games and he's managed to kick 4 goals in a couple of those, and, you know, so there's signs there that, you know, he's a 204-centimetre skinny kid that, you know, once you get some weight on him, and him and Josh Shackey, another, you know, big power forward, in a couple of years they'll be terrorising the competition. So I think there's some things like that we can hang our hat on. I mean, we'll get our a full list back hopefully next year. Like Dane Beams is, you know, if he's not our best player, he's one of, and you know, he hasn't played at all this year, so he's training and looking okay. And, you know, we've just been a little bit unlucky with a little bit of our depth. You know, Alan Christensen, a premiership player from Geelong, you know, he broke his collarbone and hasn't played for since about round 7 or 8. And Tommy Bell, who we got, you know, he got injured as well. And it's, look, it does sound like a bit of a roll call of excuses, but there's probably some reasons that, you know, with that blend of experience and youth, that's what you like to do. You know, you want to blood the kids in with some of the experienced guys, but the experienced guys have been injured, so we've just sort of had to throw all the kids in together, which is probably accounted for the a little bit of the inconsistency.
Yeah. Greg, some people have been critical of the AFL that they haven't done enough to help the Brisbane Lions. If there was one thing that the AFL could do now and step in and give you guys a hand with at the Lions, what would it be?
Our training and admin facility.
Yeah.
And we've got the commission, AFL commissions in Queensland at the end of this month, actually, so we've got a chance to make a presentation to them, and same as the Suns. So they're having their meeting up here, and we've both got, you know, I suppose, audiences with the commission. But at the moment, that's our thing. We probably, well, I don't think probably, we've got the poorest facilities in the competition, and I just think, you know, compared to everybody else, we just need to spend some money. We've made good inroads there. We look like we've got a site out at the airport as well that we can build our facility on, but we just need a little bit of extra funding to get it moving, and hopefully when we talk to them at the end of the month, we can get that some progress there.
If that goes ahead, the site near Brisbane Airport, what will it entail?
Look, it'll have certainly, well, we're talking to a few various parties, but certainly from our point of view, it'll have, you know, a couple of ovals, one for community use and obviously one for ourselves. We'll have our facilities there. We're hopeful of having a, you know, aquatic facilities, gyms, things like that, that not only can be used by us, but used by the community. So that's sort of part of what we're trying to piece together at the moment.
Greg, look, there's been suggestions over the last couple of years, A, that moving out to Springfield, that the base might be down to in the Logan area to the south of Brisbane, or even up near the Bourbon-Garry area to the north of Brisbane. Is it important that the club has to be based somewhere near the city, near the centre, if not the centre of the city, but close proximity to the city itself?
Yeah, I think that's where the, you know, I wasn't around for some of those discussions early days, but I think that's where the club landed. You know, we are Brisbane, we're Brisbane Lions. We've spoken to the council. The council are keen for us to stay within, you know, the Brisbane municipality. It was you know, credit to some of those other councils that you mentioned. You know, they made plays for us to go there, but I think in the end the club, and also because of our base, even our playing and all our staff and things, we're mostly live around not too far from the Gabba, and, you know, I suppose central Brisbane, if you like. So yes, it was just going to be a bit of a massive upheaval to move a fair way out. So yeah, well, that's where we landed on that, and we've been encouraged that, you know, the council are keen for us to stay within Brisbane. So that's a good thing.
Good. Is there any chance that Greg, that they're going to see a big name player come into Brisbane come draft time this year? Josh Jenkins' name's been thrown around quite a bit in the press.
Yeah, a couple of those are stay tuned. Like, you're always in the marketplace for good, you know, good quality players. That's the way you can get better quickly. It's a bit early to say. We've still got 7 or 8. I think we've got 7 weeks to go. So yeah, we'll just have to stay tuned there. But look, yeah, we rest assured for the supporters, we are out there having a crack at trying to get some good quality players to come. So we'll just see how that pans out.
And mate, just finally, GWS this week. I don't know how you look upon the what happened last weekend. Was it good that Collingwood surprisingly beat them, or do you, does that give you confidence they can be beaten, or do you think, oh, we're going to catch them on the rebound?
That's the great unknown. Is it have they lost a bit of confidence and we can beat them again, or that's right, if they come out like caged lions and sort of right the wrongs? But we'll get home. As I said, I think the last couple of weeks we've not so much changed our style a bit, but we've just been playing a bit more direct, and the upside of last week is we kicked 100 points again. You know, we end up with 16 goals, I think. So, yeah, we're scoring. Our trick at the moment is to stop the opposition. We are allowing the opposition a little bit, they're scoring too heavily against us. But look, at home, you're right. Hopefully they're still a little bit down in the dumps from that game. So, I'd like to think that we can